At 98.5 FM, you are tuned to the Wednesday Drive Show, and we are brought to you by Nostalgia Festival 2021. And I am joined live and in person in studio by one of the acts performing at that, and that is Violet French.
Hi.
Violet French and the Horrible.
And I'm actually the Horrible.
When's Violet coming in?
She's way late. I think she's hanging out with Diva.
Alrighty, let's swiftly move on. That tune there by Violet Freak was called Box Without Sides.
It was indeed, and you can find that on Barry, the man, the myth, the legend. Is that what it's called?
The man that moves the music.
That's the same thing.
Which I still can't believe exists. But if you want to get yourself some fantastic music, such as that beautiful track, then you should get along to ohyeahaha.bandcamp.com and download it, because all the funds go to the City Mission, and I can't think of too many better causes than that. Anyway, we last caught up with you, Violet, here on the Wednesday Drive late last year with I Want the Sky to Be Crying being magnet nominated. And on that day, in fact, the news had just broken that you were playing Nostalgia Festival.
Yes.
Now, here we are, only a few weeks out from the fest.
Yes.
Excitement building. You getting ready for it? Excited rehearsals.
I've just been furiously trying to get that sorted. Actually, rehearsal times and things like that. So yeah, as you say, we're a couple of weeks out, and one of our usual suspects in the Horrible isn't actually able to make it. But we do have our secret weapon, our fifth Beatle. So I'm just trying to, you know, get our calendars to line up so we can get some practice time happening.
Oh, there's nothing like a good impact player off the bench, so we're looking
Absolutely.
Forward to that. Now, you've been very busy since you were last here. You've appeared twice in the RDUTA Top 10 of 2020 with I Want the Sky to Be Crying and the Liam K. Swiggs remix of Kool Aid's Indie Snack.
Yeah,
congrats
yeah, yeah.
on it.
Thank
it's
you.
Pretty epic.
That was a good day.
Two appearances.
Yeah.
And Box of No Sides has been released on the compilation. But
it has
a really lovely show at the Loons on New Year's Eve.
Yes, that was a lot of fun.
Now, that was with Sunday Painters and X-Men. The Loons is such a cool venue. They've done so well with it. And there's a few people out there saying that the Horrible stole the show that night.
Look, I think on the night, the real scene stealer was Hamish Kilgour, let's be fair. Mr. Choo Choo, he chewed.
But yeah, you guys were, I had the good fortune to be there, and it was a really excellent set that you played.
So. We had so much fun. All four of us were just in an absolute state beforehand, and I was kind of fizzing around the place being like, oh my God, are you all right? Are you all right? And all the dudes and I were like, yeah, feeling a bit anxious. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be sick or if I'm going to shit myself. And then we just kind of got up there and we did the thing, and there was a whole bunch of people there I've never kind of seen before, and a bunch of people we know, everyone knows, who had never seen us before, and everyone was just getting into it and singing along, even though they don't know the words. And yeah, it was great. It was so much fun. And so I'm just hoping we can do, you know, have that much fun again for Nostalgia. I mean, of course we will.
Oh, I've no doubt about that.
But yeah.
So you guys are playing some really awesome venues. Like the Loons,
it's awesome.
Beautifully redone.
Very tasteful.
The Underground Bar kind of reminds me of being in Melbourne, and we can't be in Melbourne at the moment, so why not be in Lyttelton?
Well, it's a trip, hey? It's a holiday.
It's through the tunnel.
Yeah.
It's through the tunnel across the Tasman. What's the difference? And the upstairs theatre is absolutely beautiful.
It is.
But, of course, Nostalgia Festival in the lovely surrounds of Ferrymead Heritage Park.
Yes, absolutely. And I heard that the RDU stage is going to be in a different part of Ferrymead this year as well, so I actually can't wait to see that. I think it's going to be next to the, pond, lake.
I'm excited. You've broken that news to me and our listeners.
Oh, so maybe I wasn't. It's just what I've heard. Like, nothing's. I don't even know what time I'm playing.
Well, I'm very excited to see you play, and I'm very excited for the new location as well.
It's a
cool little setup. I mean,
it's going to be amazing.
Growing up with a father that was very much into the steam trains, it's quite nostalgic. No pain
Absolutely.
Intended for me to get back there. Spend a little bit of time there as a youngster, and it's always a lot of fun.
Should we shoot a video on the train?
I'm certainly not against
it.
But,
do you want a star?
I'm better behind the camera, though, let's be honest.
Okay, deal.
Now, back to Nostalgia Festival. Now, I want to bring this up, actually. Longest name on the poster, that's pretty cool.
I mean, so because we're the longest, that means we're as big as Bic, right?
Bigger. Literally, in some ways bigger. Because
take up more space.
One whole line is Violet French and Horrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you've got the usual suspects of the Horrible, who, of course, it's a great name because they're just the nicest boys.
They're
in the
actually
world, really.
The sweetest people you could ever imagine. So we've got Jamie Stratton, the man behind programming here. behind Kool-Aid, behind BMP, rhythm section for Hex Waves. You know, just what a guy, solid dude. We've got Luke Towett, Hob Lord.
And World Series champion.
Absolutely.
Well. Played some World Series earlier on the show. You'd be looking forward to the album as much as me, I'd imagine.
Oh, I've pre-ordered mine. Did you get the green one?
I haven't got the green
one. Okay, well, everyone out there, go and pre-order your World Series vinyl. There's the limited edition green version or the classic black vinyl. Just a little plug there. But we also have, as part of the Horrible, is Jonty O'Connor, Mr. Zane 2000. And he's just an absolute machine. But yeah, we're very unlucky that he won't be here for Nostalgia, but we are so, so excited and super, super blessed to be able to say that Thomas Abista is going to be firing up his drumsticks for Nostalgia. And I honestly, wow.
I don't think that, you know, apart from Harry Grant in Save Origin 3, that's the best impact player since Craig Wing for the Roosters. That's not a bad get. If
So we are really, really stoked. And we have some other little things happening as well. Kind of what I'm thinking is you know, the Nostalgia warm-up. But yeah.
And in fact, let's just jump a week after Nostalgia. Banks Peninsula Fest as well. It's another fine event brought to us by Castles.
And they are sponsoring Emma's show, I think.
So
that's the following week. And I don't want to pit the two festivals against each other and put them too close together. Come to both. And if you can only afford one, you can hop onto my Instagram and tag a mate. That's exactly it. I might be able to flick you a free pass if you can't afford to come to both. That's going to be amazing as well.
And that's coming up on the 20th.
That is the 20th. Yeah.
Big Peninsula.
Other side of the harbour. It's like two holidays, isn't it? You know, if you weren't lucky enough to actually have some time off, have a couple of Saturdays out in the country or something.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
Now I know you went to Nostalgia as a punter last year. Have you been previously, or was it your first time?
Last year was my first year.
Mine as well. It was my first Nostalgia. I really enjoyed Mermaidens last year, and Archer and Flora was
That was my highlight, but that's just because I adore those two. That was awesome. Oh, actually, I take that back. Lord Echo last year was amazing.
Oh, he was.
I totally forgot about that. But I had been to a Nostalgia after party several, several years ago. Does that count? Almost.
Oh, it's close enough, right? It's close enough. Now, the set yourself that you guys, as Violet French and the Horrible, are going to be playing, it'll be a little bit different to those who have only heard your music.
Absolutely.
Your Isarian and TA Top 10 Conquering Songs and Box With No Sides. So it's a wonderful live band. What can people expect from the Horrible live and up close at Ferrymead Heritage Park?
That's a very good question. Hopefully, you can expect a lot of jumping around. It's kind of funny. Once we all get going into it, we all just sort of, I guess, move like it's like we're seeing our favourite band or something. We all just get really into it. So it's a lot more upbeat. It's a lot more fast-paced than what you've just played and, you know, what you may play later on at some point. Who knows? It's a lot more upbeat, fast-paced. It's got a kind of slightly, as you said, grunge pop feel to it. And I think that's probably the best description.
Thank you.
Well, no, thank you. It's like, how do I describe what I'm doing? I don't know. But it's, as I say, it's like, for me, it's like going out and seeing your favourite band.
That's fun.
It's really cool.
Well, it's really fun for me.
Like, you know, it's one of those things. You get up onto a bigger stage and, it's a little bit more scary, but it's awesome.
Now, I don't want to sound like I'm nagging because I think I elbowed you in the ribs about this last time you were here with us. But
New
songs in the works. I'd personally love to hear a band LP. You've got the set all ready to roll. What's tentatively penciled in for 2021, Violet?
Well, I might need to do some crowdfunding or something because there's so many things I want to do. First and foremost, I want to release all of this stuff. Box Without Sides. I want the sky to be crying. I want to release that all in itself, of itself, and have that ticked off. But I kind of want to redo it all as well and do it in a band situation. So who knows, maybe there'll be two versions of it. But nothing set in stone. Maybe I'll come up with something completely different.
Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, Princess Brat.
That's exactly it. Princess. Princess Bat. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to do T-shirts. I'd like to do an Auckland show. I'd like to... So many things. And there's also some secret shows that I have to keep tight-lipped about, but watch socials.
Well, we can't talk about those, but one thing I'm going to talk about is the rumours that won't go away about a Yaga remix of I Want the Sky to Be Crying.
Oh, honestly.
He's a great guy, a great producer. Is it happening, and how's the progress?
I mean, he said yes several times, and I keep forgetting that I made him say yes. So, I mean, that in itself is one step forward and... two steps forward and one step behind, isn't it? How does it go? Is that how it goes?
It's your tune. But anyway, yeah, so now that's been over the airwaves.
I think you've actually...
now, isn't it?
Yeah. When's Ben's show? Sunday.
Sunday,
isn't right, indeed. If anyone's listening now, text Ben on Sunday and let's get those wheels in motion.
It's a blood audio oath that there will be the Yaga remix or what the Sky will be.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'd be pretty sick.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Now, who are you looking forward to seeing play at Nostalgia this year?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
I think the lineup's stacked. I'm excited to see so many people.
So stoked. I mean, the thing is, you've already played Leisure, and I loved Lord Echo last year because he's got some tunes, but the thing is, Got It Bad by Leisure is just one of those things, like, it's been played to death. Don't get me wrong, but, like, every time I hear it, I'm like, let's go. but obviously, Bic, like, she's awesome.
Icon.
Absolute,
really
absolute icon. So talented over so many different things, so many different projects. And, you know, just being in the same space as her is pretty exciting, you know.
Oh, it's going to be such a fun day.
Yeah. It's a shame about Miss June, though.
It is somewhat. But Wax Chattels have been added to the bill, and they are a lot
of
fun.
They'll be so sweet.
I haven't had the good fortune of seeing them live, and they are meant to be incredible.
Well, yeah. No, we played with them years ago, and they've... change things up a little bit. They're a lot more dark and a lot more like abrasive than they were then, so I can't wait to see how that comes across live.
A little bit of that with your craft beer on a Saturday
I'll
afternoon.
See you there, Mr. Andrew Barry.
And that is going to be the 13th of February 2021.
Absolutely.
So it's really not
do it as
away.
A Valentine's treat, you know.
Take your significant other
yeah absolutely
before. Why not? Or, you know, take someone on a date. It could be nostalgic the next year for that first special date. I don't know. I'm now rambling.
I love anyway. That I think you should. You've got a plus one, eh?
I do not know.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, if you haven't already got a ticket, you better get on to
absolutely
that,
they
are moving very fast.
Yeah,
indeed.
All the early birds are gone, I do believe, so you have to pay full price. I'm so sorry, I don't have any giveaways for Nostalgia tickets.
But you've
but I,
got
I can give away a double pass for Banks.
So head up the Violet socials for that.
Absolutely.
And that is about us. Thank you so much for joining us here today,
thank
Violet.
You.
It's been a pleasure catching up with you again here on the Wednesday Drive. Nostalgia Festival 2021, 13 February. You know what to do. We'll try to be there next time. I'll be back with you between 4 and 6 p.m. next week, and we're going to leave you with the lady yourself, Violet French. This is I Want the Sky to Be Crying.
It's not the Jaga remix, sorry guys.
Not yet, that's on the way. You're on RDU 98.5 FM. Have a great night. I'll catch you next week. Thanks again, Violet.
Thank you.